the sheer volume of information out there, I mean, especially in academic research, it can just feel completely overwhelming.
Right? Oh, absolutely. It's a flood.
So imagine just for a second having this intelligent co-pilot, a real companion, yeah. You know, something to help you navigate those really dense papers, pull out exactly what you need.
And quickly.
And fast. Yeah. So today we're doing a deep dive into SciSpace. It's this powerful AI tool that's, well, it seems to be really shaking things up in how we deal with scientific literature.
Indeed. We're looking at SciSpace, which brands itself as an AI companion to understand any research paper. And specifically, its newer version, the SciSpace agent.
An AI companion. What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, we're talking sophisticated natural language processing here. Mm-hmm. Models that can genuinely understand complex academic language, not just, mm-hmm. you know, match keywords.
Right.
The whole idea is to simplify the entire research process. They're promising an intelligent kind of end-to-end research AI.
Okay, let's unpack that. Our sources suggest it's aiming to be like a trusted lab teammate. That's the phrase they use.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, researchers have wanted something like this for years, haven't they? An AI co-pilot.
Exactly. And SciSpace started by tackling some of the, let's say, smaller frustrations first.
Like what specifically?
Well, the foundation, the initial SciSpace tool, was really fascinating. It lets you highlight text that's confusing. Could be jargon, complex math, even tables, and get simple explanations right there on the spot.
Okay, that's useful.
Very. And you can ask follow-up questions, get instant answers. It makes dense papers way more accessible. Plus, it helps find relevant papers even if you don't have the perfect keywords. It sort of understands your research intent.
And people like it.
Oh, yeah. User reviews are excellent. A 4.7 rating based on about 40 reviews last we checked. People consistently praise it for making academic work easier, boosting productivity. We see comments about thesis writing, discovering hidden publications, things like that.
Okay, so that was the foundation. But you mentioned the SciSpace agent. That's the newer thing.
Right. And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. The agent scales everything up massively.
How so?
Its core promise is a full-stack research engine, basically a complete set of AI tools covering almost the whole research life cycle.
Okay.
And here's the kicker. Launched with just one prompt.
One prompt. Seriously.
Get this. One command, and it's supposed to read the literature, mine the key insights, run analytics, and potentially even draft publication-ready material.
Wow.
The company claims it can cut 90% of research time.
90%. That's a huge claim. How does it supposedly achieve that?
Well, that 90%, it's not just about doing things faster. It feels like a fundamental shift in the workflow.
Right.
When you give it that one prompt, the agent uses a whole chain of AI models. It breaks the task down, searches literature, summarizes it, drafts manuscripts with proper citations.
Citations too.
Checks for plagiarism. Can generate visuals like charts, infographics. It even assists with things like patent searches and drafting grant proposals.
That's incredibly broad.
It is. Yeah. And it connects seamlessly with over 150 academic tools and I think 59 databases. Plus, it hosts metadata for something like 280 million research papers. It's plugged into the ecosystem.
Okay, that almost sounds too good to be true. I mean, automating the drudgery is one thing, but are there caveats? Does it work equally well for, say, humanities versus hard sciences? Where's the human element needed?
That's a really important question. And yeah, while it's super powerful, especially in many scientific fields, it's definitely positioned as an accelerator, an assistant.
Not a replacement.
Exactly. The critical thinking, the completely novel ideas, the deep interpretation within a specific context that's still very much human territory. SciSpace is designed to free up researchers from the data gathering and processing.
So they can focus on the thinking part.
Precisely. It's about augmenting our intelligence, letting researchers focus their brain power on the actual discovery.
So bringing it back to the listener, what does this mean for you? If you're a PhD student deep in a dissertation, or maybe on an R&D team needing insights quickly, or even just curious about where knowledge work is heading.
The impact seems pretty practical already.
Yeah. What are people saying?
Well, we're seeing user testimonials like my reviewer response letter was perfectly structured and ready today within a few hours.
Wow, that's specific.
Right. And reports of needing fewer revisions on manuscripts. It's clearly streamlining the actual day-to-day work for researchers. It lets them allocate their most valuable asset, their intellect, to the core task discovery.
Mm-hmm.
So the implications of tools like this SciSpace agent.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite profound, really. It isn't just about being more efficient. It's potentially transforming how we even engage with knowledge, how we contribute back to that huge ocean of information.
Letting researchers focus more on the big ideas, less on the mechanics.
Exactly. It's almost a redefinition of the research process itself.
Okay, that's it for this deep dive. It really makes you think. As AI keeps getting better, what new frontiers open up? What becomes possible when all that tedious, time-consuming research grunt work is handled by an intelligent AI co-scientist? Something to mull over until next time.